From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Paul Kirby is reporting in the Daily Freeman that there were four more COVID-19 related deaths announced in Ulster County February 24th and 54 new coronavirus cases. While numbers are generally down across the region, they resemble numbers in July or November when there was still much worry about transmission. Dutchess County's active cases grew by 26 on February 24th, and the county added another death. Greene County announced 11 more cases February 24th, and the day before they announced 8 more cases and 1 more death. Columbia County announced 14, 9, and 16 cases in the last 3 days and 1 more death. Rensselaer County added 38 new COVID-19 cases February 24th, and Albany County added 85 more COVID-19 cases. Annalise Knutson is reporting for SILive.com. The State Education Department suggested February 23rd that New York students may not be required to take the Regents exam in order to graduate from high school in 2021. Education officials will vote in March on a series of amendments that cover the Regents exams for students taking the test this year, such as eliminating the exams as a graduation requirement and cancellating non-mandatory Regents exams. The Regents were canceled in 2020 and graduation requirements were modified due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The department's announcement was made the day after the Biden administration announced that states must administer standardized exams this year as part of a plan to measure the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on student performance. Schools will not be held accountable for the results, and states could also give shorter, remote, or delayed versions of the test. The announcement has stopped plans by the state, which requested a waiver from the federal government to skip state assessments at the elementary, middle, and high school levels. Emily DeSantis, a State Education Department spokesperson, said, and I quote, "The U.S. Department of Education informed states Monday night that it will not grant a blanket waiver for the state assessments. While we are disappointed by this decision, we are examining all possible options," end quote. To receive a high school diploma, most students are required to take a minimum of 5 Regents exams. 3 of those exams, math, English, language arts, and science, are required by the federal government, which means New York cannot cancel those tests this year. And you can read the full story at saliva.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Just a year after state lawmakers banned reusable plastic bags, the effort to eliminate the bags from use continues. State officials have issued warnings to some stores and other businesses that continue to dispense the bags after the ban belatedly took effect. And Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget proposal includes language that would allow some use of plastic materials in woven heavy-duty bags that can be reused. While activists say that would be a step backward, state officials argue the language is needed to clear up the confusion surrounding the ban. The State Department of Environment and Conservation has issued 42 warnings, but no fines have been levied in the past year to establishments that have continued to use the bags. Multiple violations can be fined up to $500. The DEC did not actually begin enforcing the ban until October 19th after a lawsuit was filed in opposition to the legislation. Beyond Plastics founder and president Judith Ink, a former EPA administrator, said that volunteers with her group have documented well over 100 stores that are out of compliance with the law. Most are in the New York City area and they have been reported to the DEC. Still unsettled is the precise definition of what a banned bag is. The governor's budget proposal would allow woven bags that include substances like polypropylene and polyethylene terephthalate. The bags would have to be reusable and have reusable characteristics such as handles. Still banned are the thin-filmed non-cloth bags, which were the main target of the original ban. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting, State Senator Michelle Hinchey is hosting a drive-through drop-off donation event in conjunction with the New York State Dental Foundation, Community Action of Greene County, and the YMCA of Ulster County. Donations of dental and personal hygiene items will be collected by members of Hinchey's office from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, February 27th at Catskill Senior High School, 341 West Main Street in Catskill. The items will be donated to Community Action of Greene County and the YMCA of Ulster County for distribution. Items most needed, all sizes of diapers, tampons and sanitary pads, soaps and shampoos, deodorant, toilet paper, shaving cream and razors, and adult and children toothbrushes and toothpaste. The event is for drop-offs only. No items will be distributed that day. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. Local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.